Early Years, Track 4, Grégoire Carrel.
I remember quite vividly because I knew the people of No Fit State before. I think they were called No Fit State when they were
Balls Up Jugglers.
Balls Up Jugglers, and then Risky
Pink.
They became my friends. And then I went and stayed in their house for 3 weeks while I was doing a Peking Opera workshop in Cardiff.
I did that workshop. I did a workshop with Peking Opera.
Yeah, and the Wisdoms were there as well. It was...
Yeah, there was a lot of us, but I stayed in their house for 3 weeks, and so I got to know them better. And when the work with Mama and Dada finished, yeah, we did Absurdicus for 1 year, and and then that finished, and then Ali phoned me and saying, Grégoire, have you thought about coming to No Fit State? And I said, no, I didn't think about it actually. And then she said, yeah, but you got to audition. And I remember it was the cockiest audition of all time as far as I'm concerned. I was a bit wilder in those days. But I ended up by using two whips and getting everybody against the wall.
Defective Detective was the one about the four elements.
Was that the first? Because I directed Defective Detective and Dodo Island. And
yeah.
Defective Detective was first.
That's the first.
Yeah. Okay.
So that had Marianne playing water, and Tom playing fire, and Pete playing air, and me playing earth, and it was a battle between
and
the elements.
Flick.
And yeah. Flick was.
Water's daughter.
Yeah.
Water's daughter.
And all the elements
Flick.
Were turning against each other, blaming each other for the destruction of the planet.
Planet, right.
And the defective detective was investigating whose fault it was out of the.
That's it.
So
I
he
came
went
to save the world again. You know, yeah.
And the whole show was basically doing an investigation to find out whether it was Earth's fault or water's fault or fire's fault, or and then in the end it turned out to be humans' fault. So it was the defective detective that was the baddie in the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, yeah. Lacking a bit of harmony, you see, because of me. Okay, the story went basically... and there was your voice as a god, well, narrator's voice was you saying all the... In the beginning there was the elements and they lived in harmony. And then they started bickering, and while they were bickering, okay, they were doing a chair routine, chair routine of kicking somebody out to get into
I remember
the
working
chair.
On the chair routine, yes.
Chair routine.
Oh, it's all coming back now.
Yeah,
you?
And the table, were you doing the table sliding
course,
as well?
Yeah,
yeah, of course. That was kind of a No Fit State staple.
And the Chinese pole.
The Chinese pole.
That's fireman. There was
box.
There was
we were rescuing the cat from the top of the pole, tippy tops.
Because there were some things, some elements.
So they had a real message. They had a real message, yeah. Rescuing tippy tops.
And was the Chinese pole in those days, you had to sort of cover it with gunk?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
You had these
cool
sort of,
shit.
These big boiler suits that were
yes.
only for the Chinese poles. They got completely
it
filthy.
Was stuck to it.
It was a mixture of resin and violin resin and linseed oil, and you'd boil it up before the show and stick it over the pole.
Yeah,
before the invention of rubber poles.
That's right, it was a whole ritual, I remember this stuff being painted on the pole.
And we were covered in it.
And tried to keep the kids away.
So basically Earth kidnapped Water's daughter.
Greg was got an amazing
and I had to go as the defective detective,
That's
Inspector
right.
Cluedo, I had to go and look for her. So I went to all the different elements. So I went to see Air, I think. And Air did a trapeze routine. Because I sounded all
right. Because we're a circus.
We're a circus, after all, you know. There's a bit of message, but not too much. We want to keep it open. And then and he didn't have Water's daughter. Oh yeah, then I went to Water's world.
Under the sea. Where
there was a hammock.
Everything's wet.
I remember Under the Sea, because we used that tune, didn't we, from the Disney thing.
And there was like fishes going by. Yeah,
umbrellas with things dangling
down. It was all
UV,
jellyfish.
Yeah, UV, that's right, yeah.
And the bubble machine. The bubble machine. Oh, yeah, there was Earth Chasm. There was the tightrope.
That's another one of your bad jokes, Richard.
Where Tom...
Sarcasm.
I can't remember that.
That's the one where, during the tour, Tom fell down, but on the A-frame and made a second bubble.
Before the days of health and safety, wasn't it?
Made himself a second bubble.
He impaled himself on the end of the tight wire.
He had to be rushed to the,
And he ended with the band scene, presumably, at that point. Who played what?
Some fanfare. I played really badly the euphonium.
And I played really badly the
trumpet. Of course.
And Tom played really badly
the drums.
Yeah. And it was all in a good spirit.
Yeah.
Didn't Pete play...
A saxophone,
yes.
Really badly or just a bit?
I wouldn't say any of us.
It was a bunch together tune, I think.
And my aunt managed to, play some nice music along a little bit, really bad rendition of what she was asking us to do.
So you just had a new baby and Linda came on tour with us. Can you remember anything about that, being on tour with you?
I remember once in, I think
single
it was
dad
in Scotland.
On tour.
Oh, that, yeah.
Is that how it was? We were women's libbers then, weren't we?
It was all right. It was less hard work than single dad with all the family,
And how much?
Cammy was brilliant on tour. She was 3 years old and she... The circus, she always knew it, and she found it more normal for people to do cartwheels than just walking, so she did cartwheels as well. You know.
And this, and the Defective Detective, that did a full tour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which finished in the Welsh Valley when we had this.
Oh, yeah, it finished in... We did Valleys Live Festival, which was in October, and we were in Pontypridd in the park, and it rained so hard, we got up in the morning, and the floor cloth was actually underwater. It was crazy. Yeah. And Marion's little son, Jamie, who stayed at my house the other day and is now, like, 24 and plays double bass for the, for the Welsh National Opera and things.
Brilliant.
So, I just remember him on just in a like wetsuit sliding in the mud over and over and over again.
Yes.